Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Let me go back to this covetousness thing a little bit. This began in the beginning. Right? God made Adam and Eve. He made them rich. He made gold and told them where it was at and told them that the gold was good. Go back and read it. I'm quoting. They're so rich. And he said, all of these fruit trees and the fruit of them in the garden, help yourself, anything you want, except one. There's one tree over there that I don't want you eating off of. Don't eat it, because if you do, you'll die. Now, I don't know how much time passed, but if you follow the scripture, not too many verses later, where do we see Adam and Eve? Hanging out by that tree. What tree? The one they're not supposed to eat from. What are they doing over there? The Bible, we won't go back there and read it, but the Bible said, you know, that Eve got to looking at it, and it looked like it would taste good. And it was to be desired. Did you hear that word? Desired to make one wise. What's happening here? See, up to this point, there hasn't been sin. Do you see how sin works? James describes it. Let no man say when he's tempted, I'm tempted of God. God doesn't tempt anybody. He can't be tempted with evil. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own, that's not the devil, certainly not God, that's his own lust, his own desire. What is covetousness? Covetousness is wanting something you know you're not supposed to have. Right? This is the problem. See, people have said money's bad and stuff is bad. But how many understand there are some of the poorest people on the planet that are covetous to the bone? All they do all day is long for stuff. And there are some people that got all kind of stuff and it don't mean anything to them. Did you hear me? It's not the riches. It's not the money. It's not the stuff. It's the heart. It's what's priority to you. It's what's important to you. And the thing that messed this whole thing up is them looking and desiring and watching and thinking about and sniffing and smelling and looking at and longing for the thing the Lord told them, don't eat. And they took it. And it was sin. And they died. And they're separated from God. And every one of us have experienced this, different times of our life and different forms. But friend, you don't have to give in. If the Lord tells you to leave that alone, then you can leave it alone. Right? He told us, you don't covet your neighbor's donkey. You don't covet your neighbor's ox. You don't covet your neighbor's wife. You don't covet anything that is your neighbor's. And how many understand you don't have to? Because God will give you a new donkey. Right? You can have your own new ox. Right? God will give, if you're not married, He'll give you a wife. He'll give you a husband. You don't have to covet somebody else's stuff. How many understand that's small for you to drool over somebody else's stuff? That's small. You ought to rejoice that they got good stuff. Realizing they make stuff every day. They make new ones every day, and the new ones are improved. Right? So you haven't got yours yet. So, time you get yours, it'll be the new improved model. I don't have to covet your stuff. Lord, help us with this. Go to Colossians, please, the third chapter. Are you believing with me? This is real important. There's some more good things that should come out. Help me. What do you mean help me? Expect. Believe with me. Colossians chapter 3. Lord, you're so good. Didn't the commandment say that we are, and Jesus said this is the first and great commandment? Love the Lord your God. How? Not half. What? All your heart. All your soul. All your mind. All your strength. How many understand? That means He is number one. There's nobody and nothing that's even a close number two. Right? Number two is way down the line. People miss it on this. Let me read this. I'm getting ahead of myself. Colossians 3. Verse 1. If you be risen with Christ, what's that next word? Seek those things which are above. I mean, some of the earlier generations of Christians had a better revelation this than some of the younger. They sing about, I'm a pilgrim. I'm just passing through. Because Philippians says, our conversation is in heaven. That's a Greek word, polituma. It means our citizenship is in heaven. Jesus told the disciples, don't just shout because the devils are subject to you. Let me tell you what you ought to really be shouting about. Yeah. Your name is written in the Lamb's book of life.
Amen. Thank you.
That means more than we know.
Yes.
It means we have rights as citizens in the kingdom of God. He's building us homes and abodes and mansions there. Destined, being trained right now to rule and reign with Him forever. We are the kings He's king of. Destined to rule and reign. Ordained to glory. Can you say amen? So why should we get all bogged up and focus so much on stuff down here that we forget God? Millions do. But it's ignorance. He said, seek those things which are above where Christ sits on the right hand of God. How many knows Ephesians says that's where we are too?
Yeah.
Right? That's where we are. He said, set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For you're dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, how many understand cars are not, is not my life. Clothes, jewelry, money. Houses. That's not my life. What's my life? What's your life? Christ Jesus, the anointed one. Now that's not supposed to be religious talk. That's supposed to be reality.
Amen.
Is it reality to you?
Yes.
It is to me. I said it is to me. I mean, nothing I have would mean anything without Him.
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
There is no blessing there. No friend, no family member, no thing, no money, no object. Could you enjoy? Could you have like you should without Him? Everybody said out loud, He is my life.
He is my life.
I'm in Him.
He's in me.
I desire Him.
Above all.
Hallelujah. He said, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then you'll also appear with Him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. How many understand idolatry is alive and strong and rampant today, even among those who do not have statues in their house? What do you mean? He said what covetousness is. Idolatry. It's the same thing as praying to a rock. What do you mean? The first commandment. You shall have no other gods. Right? Above Him, beside Him. No other gods. Just one God. Went on to say in Deuteronomy, He's a jealous God. No other gods. You don't pray to anybody else. You don't talk about anybody else. I don't have any other religion's Bibles in my home. Amen. Did you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I'm very cautious about even saying their names. There is no other God. There's only one God. Right? Everything else called God is false and is a lie and is a deception. There's only one God, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. One. Right? He's my God. And I love Him above all. There's nobody who's in competition with Him in my life. As the years go by, all my friends know, all my family know, everybody around me knows, don't make me pick between God and you. We don't have to, but don't make me. Don't say, well, if you're going to follow the Lord, you have to leave me. Well, you're out. We won't have to pray about it or think about it. Right? You must love Him above. How many understand if you do love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, you're not going to be hung up about money or stuff. Everything you have is His. You'll do what He said, do with it when He says and how and where and to whom.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
Now, you know, it'd be nice if it was really that way with everybody. But the truth is, it's not. So many people are covetous. And the Bible says it is idolatry. Covetousness blinds. I have seen otherwise intelligent businessmen. I've seen ministers who know God. But they got dollar signs in their eyes. Businessmen I'm thinking about right now, somebody came along and it's always, you're going to get big, rich, quick. And they begin to get these dollar signs in their eyes and just become, well, for lack of a better word, stupid. Just let somebody lead them right down a path and just strip them and clean their plow. And standing off from the side, you're thinking, surely they're not going to do that. Sure. And they did. Why? Covetousness blinds you to the leading of the Lord. You might want to write that down. Covetousness blinds you to the wisdom of God and the plan of God. It blinds you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Master Key and the Main Problem, you may write to War Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R702. That's R702, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.